one if by land, two if by sea. Minuteman Radio continues with your host, the president of the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps, Chris Simcox.
Great to be back with you. Continuing our discussion about Operation U-Turn, an educational summit, I guess you could say a forum, discussing illegal immigration, the smart port, and national security, to be held Saturday, September 30th in Kansas City, Missouri, at the Clarion Hotel Sports Complex. That's at 9103 East 39th Street. And you can get information and make reservations. You can go to our website, MinutemanHQ.com. And Operation U-Turn is featured right there on our front page. You can register online as well through our website at MinutemanHQ.com. There is a donation of $30 per person for admission, which includes lunch for this very eye-opening.
Actually, the lunch is $20, and then the $30, I believe, is for registration.
Okay. So, thanks, Carmen. I didn't see that here. Randall, again, this lineup of speakers, and you were saying Gary Creep actually has evidence, I guess you could say, where you think possibly we, the people, the citizens of the United States, could actually challenge our federal government on this issue?
Wow, wouldn't that be great?
Yes, and that's the information I'm getting. And, you know, I think it's often we learn about stuff of this magnitude and we think, oh, no, there's just no chance. Oh, it's too late. But the word I'm getting is there's a couple of little catches in here that we still have time, that if we take action now, we can still turn this thing back. Now, we know if we can turn this super corridor, this smart port, turn this covert action of the government back from making this happen, then right away it's going to open doors towards being able to shut down the borders much easily and getting the support to do so. But one of the neat things at the end of the day that, here again, will be worth every sent will be a panel of all the speakers, and people will have an opportunity to ask them questions. If they don't leave without a note pad full of notes they've taken, then I'll be really surprised.
Yeah,
this
that's...
is really going to be something they can take back home, whether it's Arizona or whether it's North Dakota, wherever it is, and this is information they can use.
Right. It's so important, Randall, again, that they take that information back. They return to their home districts and armed with facts and figures, and can then hold their elected officials, their congressmen, their senators, accountable for this. Because that's the scary thing about this, is that you have a president, the presidents of three countries. Granted, there are so-called good neighbors to the south and to the north, but they're conspiring with each other to basically usurp their individual constitutions and the system. Why is our Congress not holding our president accountable for this? And I think it's incumbent upon everyone to contact their congressman and senator and say, wait just a minute. I didn't give President Bush this kind of authority. This is your decision as a congressional body, as part of our the way our system works, our three bodies of government. It's the Congress that's going to make this decision, and they get their marching orders from we the people. So I think that's so important.
And again, it concerns any of the states, all of the states. So it's very, very important that we will have some kind of way to fight about this, you know, and change this whole thing.
We have to have a voice. And again, we need to demand that our elected officials, our congressmen, go back and say, no, President Bush, you're not going to push this through.
We're not going to let you, yeah.
Without our voices being heard.
Yeah.
So,
well, one of the unique things and kind of how a statement was made about the Minuteman organization was that I was told that in some of the documents acquired, that when President Bush had this meeting with Presidente Fox and they had this agreement, first of all, this agreement that was made, from my understanding and from what I've been told, hasn't received any kind of approval from the Senate or Congress either way. But during that meeting, they come to an agreement, and the agreement was they were going to lower the borders, allow free passage back and forth. And right now, this super corridor has a contractor from Mexico that is gearing up to build this thing. The word is they may have a few Americans involved in it. But now, I want you to picture this. We have six lanes of interstate being built from the U.S. Mexican border all the way through the Midwest through Kansas City, going on north and then breaching out from there east and west, being built by a contractor out of Mexico. Now, right away, does that sound like a problem with American jobs? But in as much then, right after their meeting and summit they held, then word came out and the word hit national news about the Minutemen being on the border and all. What I was told took place then was President Fox called Bush and said, hey, what's up? What's up with the border security? And then Bush then on national TV states, well, it's just a bunch of vigilantes. So
right.
That gives you some clue about where he was coming from when he said this. And so, which even is scarier, that we've got a president from a foreign country dictating what our country does or doesn't do. So that's pretty scary stuff.
Well, it is frightening, and certainly we saw that meeting, which took place in Cancun, for the Security Prosperity Partnership, where, I think the Minutemen threw a wrench into their works, because we not only did we expose the problems with the borders, but now we're exposing this plan of creating this corridor, which, by the way, our constitutional rights do not apply in that corridor. It is international law that will be controlling that, and rules and regulations that will be agreed upon by three different nations, dictating, what laws will oversee that. So it's a scary, scary thought. It's something that we do need to take a close look at and say again that the president does not have this kind of authority. This is a congressional issue. Congress needs to get involved. It's another sign of how our Congress has signed off and given the president way too much power since September 11th, and we need to step back and have the checks and balances that keeps this country in line, and that the Constitution is supreme and will continue to be our supreme rule of law in this nation. So again, Randall, I'm so looking forward to it, and unfortunately I will not be able to be there and attend, but I'm looking forward to reports back from everyone there. You'll have Al Garza, the National Executive Director, Gary Creep, U.S. Justice Foundation, Steve Franks, Joyce Mucci, Executive Director for the Midwest Immigration Reform, Mike Cutler, a phenomenal speaker, just knows so much about how our broken immigration system, why it's broken and how to fix it, and of course the expert on the SPP and the Smart Port, Deneen Peterson, PhD. And it is you do have to scratch your head, Randall, and you think that here's a Spanish company, a company from Spain, working with companies in Mexico to provide the materials and the manpower to build this multi-billion-dollar project that guess who will be paying for? You and me and all of the taxpayers of the United States. I don't see where Canada or Mexico is investing one dime in this smart port. We seem to be picking up the tab for it.
That's absolutely right. And matter of fact, speaking of Michael Cutler, I have the opportunity to visit with him sometimes two or three times a week. He'll just visit while he's en route to a given meeting or testify before a judiciary committee or whatever. And he's telling me if we think we have security issues now associated with terrorism, we haven't seen anything yet.
That's true. Randall, thanks. It's great to talk to you. We'll have another update next week, and you take care, and we'll talk to you again next week. Appreciate it.
Bye, Randall.
Thanks for calling in. All right, so that's our first hour of Minuteman HQ Radio Network. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.